Light's fullest intentions, I am light's fullest dimensions. It's the realization that I am light. I am sustained by this light. It is the light that shines in me, that illumines my being. It's the light that allows me even to be. It's this pure, still essence. See, Christ said, I am the light that lighteth every man that cometh into this world. It's the realization that the light that shines in you is the light that shines in all beings. And I am that light. See, now you have the awareness of universal substance. The light is the universal substance of this universe. And now in this consciousness, in this light, pure, universal substance consciousness, then you realize that the energy of this light is a finer essence yet. And that is the Holy Spirit consciousness. There's this universal energy that animates this substance, this light. It is the crystal. See, here's the white light. The white light of the Christ light. And the crystal, the universal energy, the still crystal light. The white is the crystal fire light of the universal energy. See, it's a crystal fire. The great and holy spirit. It moves in all things. It is God's spirit that's everything. That's in plants and animals and you, in chairs, and all things are animated by this one crystal firelight, the great spirit of God. And in that consciousness, in the universal energy consciousness, you realize that this crystal firelight is still within another presence, a still light. A still light. That flame, the spirit, is within a presence. And this is the God consciousness or the God self. You realize the I am presence. And now you realize yourself as a presence, as a still presence, a still, clear presence. That within this presence is this great spirit moving through you, is this light of the substance of your being, is this energy of mastery and of the different levels of consciousness are all within this stillness of your presence. And this presence pervades everything. Remember when Moses went up to the burning bush and in the presence of God, he says, got the Ten Commandments, he says, who shall I say sent me? Response was, I am. See, the most powerful affirmation of this reality is, I am that I am. I am that I am. The I am presence. I am presence. The truth of your being. You are a presence. You're not a body. You're not emotions. You're not thoughts. You're a presence. Divine. The God self that you are. And that's at this level. And at the point of presence, you realize that this presence is a gift. And it came to you. Where did your presence come from? Your presence is sustained by the Father, the Mother, Father, God consciousness. That you have your presence because somebody created you. Who created me? Who created this presence that I am? What gives you the energy to say I am? To be aware of this, and you look to your creator, to your father, mother. See, it's not father and mother, God. See, father, mother, one. And that's the manifest, unmanifest. The father is the unmanifest aspect. The mother is everything that's manifest. And so you realize that, well, all this is manifestation. It had to come from an unmanifest. Where was it before all this was? But you see, there's a higher light. See, that we were shown a higher way. Remember Jesus says that I am before the world was? Now you're realizing that I am before this manifestation. I was. That I am there. That in the unmanifested, I still am. And so now you step out of I am presence, you realize that Even before all this was created, I still was. I am. Before the world was. See? Now you're in this consciousness. And then that leads you to what is beyond that. See? And that's the one without a second. The nameless one. The tetwa, the thatness. That which you can't describe. That which is beyond concepts, description. Because even the unmanifest is still manifestation. Because we can attune to it. So beyond all concepts is this one without a second. It's called the great Maha. Maha meaning beyond. And then there's the Paramaha, beyond the beyonds. That, see? Which you cannot describe, but you can experience. You see? Because remember, what you are is an ability to experience. And that is the mystery of your presence. That no matter what, you have this ability to experience, that you're right in heritage to experience. And you have choice in your experiences. What kind of experiences? This is the magic of you. So you cannot describe God, but you can experience God. You cannot adequately really describe these states of consciousness, but you can experience them all. That is their reality. See? Something is real because you can experience it. Something is truth because it can be experienced. See? Buddha, when he was asked by one of his followers, says, "What is truth?" And Buddha says, "Truth is what you can utilize." Truth is what you can utilize. Because if you can utilize this to receive a higher consciousness, then it's true, right? But if you cannot utilize this, then it's not true. It means that you can adapt it into your consciousness to utilize it, right? But the principle is always true. It just needs to be put in a way that you can realize the principle. We're working with this ability in this expression to have the adaptability to extract the principles that you've learned, the experiences, and be able to share them. Because part of mastery, this gold mastery, is adaptability and tact. Because you can contain the secrets of the universe, but if you don't know how to share them or communicate them or pass them on in such a way that somebody can receive them, then that's not mastery. See, mastery is the ability to lead others to that consciousness, to the master consciousness, to the God consciousness. And the ability to lead somebody there is to communicate with them what your experiences have been. And isn't that the essence of life, right? To be able to communicate you to other people. Because it's in the sharing that you have. And that's the fundamental universal cosmic law. And this law is said in many different ways. And very basically it is this, that you only have what you can give away. You only know what you can demonstrate. Your experience is the experience of it passing through you. You know how you experience this, the crystal light of the Christ? Is when that light passes through you. You know how you experience creative power? Is what when you're creating. You know how you experience anything as it's passing. You know when you have love? When love is given. See? And that's one of the magical mysteries of life. How can you have something by giving it away? Remember, you're not the physical. Okay, in the two paths, the two minds, the mind that's object-orientated says, if I give this apple to you, I do not have an apple. So I have lost, I'm in lack. You see? The right-hand path, the path of experience says, if I have this apple and I give it to you, then I'm enriched by the experience of you receiving this apple. And that means more to me than having the apple. That's reality. It's the experience of your receiving what I have to give. My essence. So this in this path there's always this communication with people, right? But in the left-hand path, there is always a deadening of communication. Because you don't want to deal with people, because every time you meet somebody, you have to give them something. Gosh, every time you come over, to make food, and he wants to borrow my car, and borrow my clothes, and he needs this, and all you see is needs. All you see is people taking what you have, rather than opportunities to experience somebody receiving things, you see. Being able to give. And it's like the Santa Claus, right? The saint, the Christ, that magic of the joy of being able to give something to everybody, to give something away, to have enough to give to everybody. But you do, you see, you have infinite things to give. Because remember, you're a channel. The truth of your being is that you're a channel. And you make connections with universal fields of mind and also connect other people. Who are the masters? They are the leaders. Remember, we gave the key is the ability to give direction. So you give direction to this group organization. You give direction to energy. You link things up and you're experiencing the linkings of things. Linking this person with this person. This talents and abilities over here. So you're the linking. What distinguishes you as a master is you're continually linking things up. And you experience that. That is what life's about. Because everything is one, and you are here to support the oneness. So you come into awareness in this time and space in the truth that all is one, and you see different people in individual consciousness, and your response to that is, how can I make all this one? How can I show it's one? So you stand the channel. So within your presence, everything is one. And you do that by realizing it, by contemplating it, by seeing it, by feeling it, by thinking about it, by acting like that, by responding in that way. Every aspect of your consciousness, you are a channel for oneness. Seeing oneness, being oneness, demonstrating oneness, linking, giving, you see, you're this focus of oneness. And you know what that's called? Love. See? Lots of virtue expressed. L-O-V-E. Lots of virtue expressed. You are love. Love is life. Love is life. Love is consciousness. That is your reason for being. You are a master of the light. See? This is power. Your ability to link things, to merge, is power. And when you stand in this consciousness, you have power by your ability to see all one. See all one. I am light. There are beings that have demonstrated this consciousness that we can attune to. And these are the ascended masters. And you can call on them, both in the physical form, can go to find on the planet those ascending masters, and the ascended masters, those that have demonstrated this kind of consciousness. Like Saint Germain, Jesus, Buddha, different saints, you know, Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Augustine, the Christian saints, the Hindu saints, you know, like Muktananda, the Buddhist. And you study their life streams, because these beings are doing it. They're attuning, they're awakened in reality. They are in truth, love, and wisdom. The three creative principles of this universe are love, truth, and wisdom. They are the three creative principles, and without them, there's no reality. And they make up the three primary rays that we studied, right? Love, rose, red way, truth, the blue, and wisdom, the yellow or gold. And so those are principles, right? The secondary rays produce the expressions. So what is orange? The feelings. from love and truth. So the expressive part in this outer dimension of expression is where you have your feelings, the orange, from love and truth. The love of truth gives you the true feelings, the reason for your emotional body, your desire body, to love truth. And when you love truth, then you have your purified feelings. And the green, between the yellow and the blue, see? The mind, the intelligence, understanding truth, the wisdom of truth. See, the experience of truth. And that's the green, the experiencing the truth in the environment, experiencing the truth. And that's all, that's outer. Secondaries are outer. So it links the mind and God's will. And then violet. See? And the violet is red and blue. So it links spirit and matter. And what's that? That's alchemy. The violet fire is that of alchemy. So in our outer world's expressions is the alchemy of the soul's ability to sense and experience, to feel. So the feeling, the soul experiencing and expressing in environments, and the alchemy to take matter into spirit and spirit into matter. And then we get that power from attuning to the three basic rays, looking inward to love, truth, and wisdom, the principles of being, you see. And so that's the alchemy of our consciousness. And it's a weaving, an interlacing. What happens is that in life you realize something. Like you tune in meditation, you have this incredible vision or realization, and then you come out and you're really happy in the world, and all of a sudden you find you go down again. You heard that happen? You get really high and you come back down. And you say, what's this for? How come I was just so clear, crystal? Well, what happens is that you touch a higher state of consciousness. Now you have to bring that awareness through every other level of your being back up again. So you reach a little higher, and now that consciousness comes down, and you bring it back, that awareness back up. So you'll go right back down again. And the key is you keep the realization, and you bring that light, that new way of seeing, right through, right back up again. And it's this interlacing of consciousness. So when you go back to your conditioned reactions, back to your problems, you don't go, oh no, I'm stuck here again. You go, ah, I remember the realization that I had. And you bring that realization through to free you. And you keep lifting yourself. It's this continual lacing. See, it's this continual movement of consciousness. So know that. And don't be fooled just because you go back to a pattern, conditioned reaction, a past way of seeing. You always remember. We give you this key that, like, they have a book of realizations. And this book of realizations, every time you realize something, you just go, wow, I realized today this really neat thing. See? And you write that down. Because I was on the Big Island, I was there last weekend, and I was contemplating, and I was looking at the stars, and I realized that the light of the star was reflecting in my eye. And that speck of light of the star in my eye was what I was really seeing on the rods and cones. And it's from that that I made the universe. Then my mind projected that it was out there. You know, I got a mental projection, but actually I was seeing it only because it was on my eye. I wasn't seeing it out there. I was seeing it because it could reflect on my eye. That's how come I could see it. So I, ooh, wow, yeah, I got my book, my red realization book out, you know. I don't, here it is. And I wrote it down. It's all these realizations. I have about 8 books of realizations. Neat things that I've realized, that collected. Oh, that's really neat. I write it down, my book of realizations. So never need some keys for a class. I go back at all the realizations. Everything I realize is a spark. When I read it, there's a spark because I go, wow, that's neat. That's really nifty. Write that down, you see? And you can never really adequately get the whole realization down. But the word keys, you draw a little picture, and it brings it back. And you never drop back to those unconscious, depressed states again. You have ways you can bring yourself back up again to re-remember it. Because each realization is an initiation to a higher state of consciousness, to a greater reality, to a new way of seeing. God's unfolding the presence to you. You're being unfolded to your true nature. And that's what a realization is God talking to you. God does not talk in words. See?
Okay, Betsy, here it comes. We're giving you all the teachings here.
It comes as, ooh, yeah, that's... Then you put words on it. Then you put pictures on it. It's just this lifting. You notice when you get a realization, you feel like you've been lifted up, expanded, opened. See? And you want to keep those. You don't want to lose those because they're gifts. See? And the more you attune to this consciousness, then you live in it all the time. See? You know, this whole class was taught in that consciousness. I never left that. You know those flashes of realization? This whole class was taught in that, in a living realization for 2 hours. I haven't left that consciousness the whole time. So you attune to that area of mind, which is the crown in these higher centers, cosmic consciousness. In cosmic consciousness, you're continually realizing God's beauty and expression. You continually realize in the perfection of the oneness. You're a continual channel for how it all works. In a continual realization of its majesty and greatness and fineness. You're always in that. You're always realizing. You're always in this cosmic awareness's realization. Never leave it. But you know how you can get it robbed from you? Close the door. Oh, I don't want to do that. Breaks the slander. Whole thing changes, right? Gee, I was so high there a minute ago. See, so as soon as you realize what you've done, you don't get a big hammer and start banging the car up. That just makes it more work, right? That's what people do. As soon as they realize they've closed off, then they get out the biggest hammer they can and start bashing the windows out, you know? Riding no good, stupid car. But just unlock the brakes. You know the hand brake there? Don't beat the windows up. Unloosen the brake and it'll flow again. So some people are all depressed and beat up. Just open it up. Open up. Open up. Open up. Open up. Open up. The path to light. See, but the real magic is you got a choice. You don't even have to do it. See? You think. You see, you're always on the path. You know that you can. You're always on the path. Some people on the path are walking backwards, but they're still on the path. You see, you cannot leave this path. You're part of creation. You're part of this oneness, and you're here to realize it. And that's the magic of being. Is that no matter what you do, think, say, act, no matter how terrible it is, you think it is, you're still in the one, and it still fits. See, salvation is realizing that you've always fit. That you weren't outside the oneness. See all as one. And in this consciousness you have perfect peace. See, perfect peace. Because it's all, it works. And you're experiencing it. Any questions on the path? Path to light.
Okay, one question was, if you're praising someone to another person, like you're saying, oh, you know, Lisa did such great artwork, you know, look, isn't that great? Is that getting in the way and getting your own attention because of her greatness? You were saying you kind of step in the way and try to get
that. That's if you're doing it to bring attention to yourself.
But if you're just praying.
If you're consciously. Yourself, yeah. Uh-huh. But you don't want to exaggerate now.
Yeah.
Because an exaggeration. See? You keep in reality and facts. And what's true and right. See, when you have a purpose, then you have a clear witness. Then you're doing everything for a purpose, which is different than just. Without a purpose. See, the purpose distinguishes everything. The purpose changes your whole being. And now you can tell about somebody, a great master, a saint, a creative being, because you already have a purpose in life, and that purpose is to help others to find that kind of mastery.
purpose, if you have one purpose just to enlighten everyone, then other things you're just like the master of, like, you know, singing and doing all these other things, those are kind of like sub-goals.
Take one facet of life and master it on the physical dimension. That'll give you your self-worth. So take something and just become the master of it. Something specific, so you can just sink your teeth into it, something concrete, then that'll open the doors. And what that is the thing that you like to do. You know what God's will is for you? It's to do what you like to do. You know the things that just thrill you when you think about them? And just, that's what you should be doing. It's that simple. It's not... God's will isn't for you to do something you don't like to do, because you'll never like to do it. You see? So, yeah. Okay. These shifts are: awareness is direction, awareness is focus, awareness is witness, awareness is emergence, awareness is depth, awareness as perception, awareness as, let's see, get these right here. This is a very beautiful focus movement here. Awareness is unity, awareness is being. In the cosmic consciousness, awareness is unity, awareness is being as the master, awareness is substance, awareness is energy, awareness as light, awareness is love, and pure. So from the pure, the first movement of God in the manifest unmanifest was love. See, it's the vibration that came forth from creation. And this love produced the light, the children. See, here's the children, the God consciousness, the I Am presence. This is the child, the children. Awareness is light. And this light, see, came into movement of energy, into substance, into being, into unity, into perception, into depth, into emergence, into witness, into focus, into direction. So it's a movement of consciousness. Okay. Any other questions? Yes?
Can you define principle again, please?
Principles are the fundamental energies. Principles cannot be adequately described because they are the powers of being. See, and the basic principle is there's only one. That's the principle, and all other principles work to support that, or just aspects of that oneness. Okay, first you attune to the principles. And if you live the principles, they become laws in your universe. And as you live the laws, then you have the powers. And you have the power. That means you have you can use it. Or actually it goes, you tune to the laws are given to you. So you pay attention to the laws. From the laws, you learn that there are principles in the laws. And then you have the power. Laws, principles, powers. See, this is a principle. See, it's a principle. The rainbow bridge is a principle. Dense to fine. Outer to inner. Light is a principle. All principles have infinite expression. That's why they're so powerful. You see. Okay?
I have another question.
Yes?
So you were talking about the experiences being like light sparks that are coming into is that passed on, does that go into the chromosomes and passed on into your children?
They grow up in your light. Yeah, they grow up in your light, and that's called their karma. See, what is your soul, somebody around you, that's karma. See, your soul is karma. See, your accumulated experiences. Interesting, huh? See, there comes a point where you give your soul to God. You give up your experience. You give that to be free, not limited by what you've experienced. And so your radiance, your experiences, your soul, when your being's children come through you, they come through that light, and so they have that impressed within them, along with their individuality. And you write the first pages on them, those that are closest to the children, the first impressions. And what will happen is, as soon as the child becomes older, once he realizes that, kind of starts to see that their whole being is their parents have made them, and their individual eye awakens, then they reject everything that the parents do, right? I'll do it myself! See? Do the opposite of everything to make sure that they are individuals. So they just kick a lot of stuff out. Until they get past that, until the individual eye is stabilized and not threatened by other people's suggestions.